It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery. Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Oh, I thought the music was longer. I was listening to it, and I was like, okay, where do I come in at? Enter the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It didn't happen that way, I guess. Whatever, you know. The show is called Meaningless Activities. Listening to this show is pretty much the same. And, you know, it's still not the best weather here in South Arcadia, so I don't know. But I do have a full little cup of water, so we'll be good. I'm going to be on point today to talk about Riverdale, an American teen drama television series based on the characters of Archie Comics. What do you say about Riverdale? I thought, you know, when I first saw a trailer for it, just kind of similar to the way when I saw the trailer for Nancy Drew coming up. I was excited. You know, I love Archie Comics. And I think everybody sees Archie Comics as kind of this, you know, at the grocery store, right? At the grocery store, you can get the little, or you could, I think they're still there. You can get the little volumes, little mini books that shows the hilarity that ensues in Riverdale, The Mirth of a Nation, Archie, and love triangles and shenanigans, lots of shenanigans. And, you know, Archie has been part of so many different comic book lines. You know, of course, we had the trade paperbacks, which I would suggest Archie Rockin' the World. That's a good one. And we had the IDW collections, which kind of catalogs the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s into the best of. And those have been out for like 7 years. And a lot of best of with IDW. But then you have the Dark Horse archives, which are just simply named articles, you know, volumes 1 through 13. And it's based off of everything from Pep Comics and Laugh Comics and Archie Comics and Jackpot Comics all put together. And that's a great way to read the story arcs, you know, in one little set. But Riverdale is it's kind of its own little entity, you know, Archie Comics, it's its own little thing. Even though, you know, Dark Horse has always dabbled. But so has Archie. You know, I mean, we see him now on the CW. And Archie Comics, you know, they've been around a very long time. The company began in 1939. And it's been through a lot of different ups and downs, but was rebranded, relaunched, issue number 1, July 2015. New look, new design, new generation. So after that, after 80 years, things got pretty fresh. You know, it's a fresh new look. It's, I remember, as far as movies, they were going to do a Betty and Veronica movie right after Josie and the Pussycats back in 2001. But, you know, things didn't really happen. But then in 2017, that's when Riverdale came out. And again, it's going to focus more on the new adaptation and the rebirth of Archie Comics. Still starring Archie Andrews, KJ Apa, I think, is Apa, Apa, plays Archie. Lily Reinhart is Betty Cooper. Camila Mendez is Veronica Lodge. And Cole Sprouse as Jughead Jones, who is the series narrator, which I thought was an excellent choice. When I watch the show, I often refer to it as The Sweet Life of Jughead Jones. And, of course, that is because of Cole Sprouse. And when it first debuted, you know, it was one of those winter shows, right? So the show came out in January 2017. And mainly positive reviews. I would say the first season was extremely good, you know? The first season of Riverdale, Rotten Tomatoes, 88%, which is very high. Quote, Riverdale offers an amusingly self-aware reimagining of its classic source material that proves eerie, odd, daring, and above all, addictive. And I think the show did a great job mixing classic retro vintage kind of storytelling with modern environments, modern technology, modern thoughts, modern behaviors. So season 1, 88%. Season 2, 88%. Season 3, Rotten Tomatoes, 93%. Now, I would actually argue quite a bit that season 2, to me, was not very good. And season 3 was also not very good. I don't know why. I don't know why. You know, the first season, it was small town murder, whodunit. Kind of classic CW pacing, where you have your standalone episode, and then the last 10 minutes you get a little bit more of the season story arc, right? That's what they do. That's what they do. Every show. And that was great, right? Season 2 got a little weird. In season three, it got a little weirder. So I don't know if season four is going to, going to make it any better. I don't know if it's going to get weirder. I don't know anything about it. Don't know anything about season four. I know it started filming, but that's about it. So there's going to be some spinoffs. That's official. Which I guess is fine. That's fine. There's going to be a Josie and the Pussycats show. There's going to be a Caddy Keene show, which is another Archie comic show. Or Katie Keene. What did I say, Caddy? She is Caddy. She's a very Caddy character. And that's great. I'm glad that the CW is becoming the Archie channel. Archie Comics channel. Because Archie Comics have a long history of great characters. And since CW is not going to bring us a Batman show anytime soon, I guess we're just going to have to settle for Archie Comics. So, when you watch season one, I don't know if you could have put together who did it. Which is important. It's important that you don't know. Because the last thing I want to do at the end of a show is know the entire season who did it. It's supposed to be surprising, shocking, unexpected. And the show, you know, brings in a lot of 80s references, a lot of references, even 90s references. And that keeps me going. You know, there's been 57 episodes over three seasons so far. And as much as I could get around and ignore the Gargoyle King, as much as I want to, I guess it was important to have that in the show and everything involved with it. But nonetheless, I am looking forward to another season. Hoping it gets better. Hopefully, maybe. Don't know. It's just something we're going to have to see. I mean, the show with Luke Perry, rest his soul, Skeet Ulrich, and then, you know, we've had so many cameos. It's great. It's great to see these people again. It's been a long time. Molly Ringwald, I guess. She's not been in a lot of episodes. But with, we're going to have season four premiering on October 9th, 2019. I think, if anything, season three closed the chapter on Griffins and Gargoyles. I think that leading into the new season, so it'll be chapter 58. But we have to talk about the end of season three real quick. Because that's what we're going into. So at the end of season three, after everything is said and done, everything is ended to the best of our knowledge, the four friends vow to enjoy their senior year. Now, when you have a TV show that takes place in high school, senior year usually means final season. We've seen some things change, you know, like Smallville, that was a good example. But what we saw in the flash forward after they promise to enjoy their senior year. Archie, Betty, and Veronica are covered in blood in the woods, burning Jughead's beanie, and Betty demanding they go separate. They go their separate ways so they don't get caught. So what does this mean for the sweet life of Jughead Jones? Is he going to die in season 4? Is he going to be murdered by his best friends? Betty didn't seem to be too emotional, so we question if their relationship flounders in season 4 up into the untimely death. So these are all questions that need answered, but I don't think it was something satanic or sci-fi that killed him, which is good, because we were going down that road. Not literally. The Gargoyle King was not... we knew it was someone dressed up. I mean, there was no... It was just twigs and berries. No way did we think that it was, you know, mythological. But the character, you know, some of the players definitely felt that way. So what happens? I think we're back to the small town whodunit what happened, which is great. Good to hear. But apparently the ratings were very high for 2 and 3. And those had goofy, weird things. So, I don't know. We do know that Chapter 58, the season premiere episode on October 9th, 2019, is entitled In Memoriam. So, looking forward to it. But in reality, this could be the last. If you look at U.S. viewers per episode, this is in the millions. Season 1, you're looking at 1.4 million. Season 1, episode 1, trickles down to the finale at under a million. Now, season 2... viewership per episode, you're looking at 2.3 million. Season 2, episode 1. It drops drastically after season 1. And then by the time you get to season 2 finale, you're looking at lower numbers than season 1 premiere. Season 3, people came back, but not nearly as much as from season 2. But you're looking at about 1.6 million. But... season 3 finale, you're looking at lower than anything, you know, lower than anything up until that point. So maybe they want to go back to season 1 numbers or season 2 numbers. Which way are you going to go? It looks like season 1. It looks like we're going to be pretty, you know, clue amount of characters. Mr. Green, Mr. Orange, whatever. Mr. Mustard. And we'll find out what happened. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen Riverdale. Netflix does own 100%. What is it? Let me. It's 100% of the international television rights to Riverdale. And I know I said I wasn't going to bring it up, but I'm going to. The idea of a crossover between Sabrina and Riverdale is imminent, okay? There's been several moments where, you know, it was reported, 2018, January, at this moment there is no discussion about crossing over, end quote. And they have also talked about doing a separate show, but that would just make people confused. So why not give us a little bit more season 4? They have talked about doing a standalone with both casts called Afterlife with Archie, which would be a dream come true because it is such a good storyline. It's very Pet Sematary, but it gets better. If you haven't read Afterlife with Archie, do that. Do that. Jughead, it's a whole thing. I don't want to ruin it for you. But at least read the first issue, because I think it would pull you in, because it's really good. But Netflix owns international rights to Riverdale, and it's exclusive international broadcast rights. So it makes the series available as a Netflix original series. So that means that if they're under their, you know, dominion, and Sabrina's under their dominion, I think we're going to get it. Yeah, you just got to keep hoping. I'm going to keep hoping. I think if anything, Riverdale cast will show up in Sabrina before Sabrina shows up in Riverdale. That's just my two cents, but who am I? Just a humble podcast host with merely 10,000 subscribers. I'm nothing compared to Netflix, obviously. But I just want to give you my two cents on the subject. Love Riverdale. Looking forward to the next season. See ya. Take it easy.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.